Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box. And, you know, one of the things that I don't know that most people really get is that burnout is not just for doctors. Like, we're not the only ones burnt out here, right? And of course, you know, our colleagues, you guys are colleagues, you know this, you know, physicians burn out, physician's assistants burn out, nurse practitioners burn out, nurses burn out, pharmacists burn out, and you know I've had all of the above on the podcast so far already at least once. So you really are getting like this is a global industry occurrence that's happening. But one thing that hasn't been happening, while there are a lot of physicians coaching physicians around burnout, we have, I know personally, a couple of ladies who are taking on the burnout in the advanced practice practitioners, in PAs, nurse practitioners, and I think it is amazing. So I am excited to introduce one of the dynamic duo, Heidi Brown. She is a certified physician assistant. And one of the things that I love about what she and her partner, Talia Sierra, are doing is not only just taking on burnout inside of the PA industry, but really taking on at the institutional level. So I am excited to welcome Heidi to the call. Heidi, thank you so much for being here. I really would love for you to start with your journey and like really how this all came about. How did you guys start the Burn Clinic?
Right. So thank you so much for having me today. And, you know, Talia and I are partners, so we often kind of tag team things. And so she's working today and I had a few hours. So I get to be here with you. Thank you. And so everybody has kind of a story about their burnout. So I'm not going to go necessarily into the details of my burnout story, but definitely still my journey. So I would have to say, you know, my journey in medicine really kind of started when I was 7 years old. Mm-hmm. So I had to get my tonsils out and I was terrified, but I had this wonderful old general surgeon who kind of took note of this and he let me play with his stethoscope and try to find his heartbeat on his bald head. It was totally silly, but it totally worked. And so at that, like in that moment, like I became hooked. Like I realized that, you know, medical providers can do so much more for people than just their physical wellness as well. So as soon as I could, as soon as I turned 18, I became a CNA and I worked in a little rehab hospital. And that's actually where I had first met Talia. We were both CNAs and in this little rehab hospital.
Wow.
And then our paths kind of took different turns. And so I worked as a CNA through respiratory therapy school. And then I worked as a respiratory therapist through PA school. I love everything, like everything about medicine. I love trauma. I love newborn babies. I love all the challenges, you know, that we face on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. But, and I never really saw myself kind of going into psychiatry, but that's where I ended up. And I had the most amazing mentor and really, really enjoyed my time practicing as a PA. Despite this, you know, I became burnt out. You know, I would have days where I was driving to work and thought about like, if I got into an accident, how many days could I get off work? Mm. And, you know, when I'd gone on a vacation with my family, like I genuinely contemplated selling everything that we had and living on a beach in South Africa for the rest of my days.
That's telling, right? When you know, so for me, it's so interesting. For me, that same story is when I had my son and I took maternity leave from my own practice, my own integrative medicine practice, where I got to spend 30 minutes a day with patients. I mean, 30 minutes with patients. And like, it was like the cush job, if you will. I went on maternity leave and I did not miss it one bit. Like, I was like, I don't want to go back to my own practice. Right. And that was like a sign, like, oh, okay.
Right. So that was kind of a wake up call for me too. And I was able to, you know, kind of reset and make some changes again, because I had such a wonderful relationship with my supervising physician, who was my mentor. Mm-hmm. And soon after that, I had a friend who had confided in me about her burnout as a PA as well. And what I really kind of recognized with this was that she had kind of like a lot of shame and, you know, kind of embarrassment associated with this. And I'd been in mental health for a while. I've been advocating, you know, for mental health awareness. And I realized that if she felt this way, that this is, you know, not uncommon in our profession, even though we're supposed to be, you know, kind of strong and not ashamed about things, you know, it definitely happened. And Talia and I had actually reconnected around that time and realized that we were both PAs. She was working, doing some family practice and at the university. And so we just really kind of hit it off again. And we were talking about all of these things. And, you know, that's like when we realize like that we need to do something about this. And there's not a lot of resources out there for, you know, PAs and NPs. Like when we first started kind of talking about this, like you could literally count on your fingers how many articles there were out there that were specific to PAs and burnout.
It's so true. Because even when I was doing you know, like even in the beginning of my physician coaching, there wasn't a lot of stuff for that, but there was like nothing. I was researching about, you know, like for PAs, pharmacists, like what's the stats? What are the statistics? Barely anything. Now there was nurse burnout. There was stuff around that, but not like nurse practitioners and PAs, because you guys are, you know, like extensions of us, right? So like, I think maybe they lumped it all in, lumped, I don't know what they did. It was just not, there's nothing for you all. And I think that is, there's a distinction. And I think it's important to make that distinction that as a PA, you, who's going to, you know, you get to serve your people, your client, I mean, your colleagues, right? And you can relate to what they're going through distinct from what we go through, because there is a different dynamic. There is a different experience that you all have than we have. It can be similar, but there's a distinctness because of the fact that you guys are APPs.
Exactly. You know, and you know, sometimes I feel like, you know, we definitely kind of get overlooked, but as, you know, PAs and NPs, we are about a third of the population of healthcare providers in the United States at this point. And, you know, the PA and NP rates are growing faster than, you know, the MD and DO rates. And so, you know, and also as like PAs, we often feel like we don't have much power to change things. And so that's a big part of like what Talia and I want to do, is to like empower people, because, you know, you might not have, you know, a big change that you can do as an individual in a giant organization, but you can become part of the changes that are happening and start to be able to advocate for that. And that's where the differences really, really come from.
Yeah, I love that. One of the things you said that I really liked earlier was that, you know, it's I think it's a salient point, is that you liked what you were doing. You enjoyed what you were doing. You had a great relationship with your collaborating physician. You had, you know, it was good. And still, you were driving to work every day, like, or you were, you know, ready to go sell all your things. And I think it's important, because I think that it's on some level, people might think, well, I have to hate my job in order to be burnt out. And, you know, I actually the same, like I enjoyed what I do as an integrative medicine physician when I owned my practice. And then there were some parts that I didn't enjoy, but there was this place that I got to that it was very surprising when I had my kiddo. And I think having a baby, as you know, as a fellow mom, changes everything anyway, right? Not even like missing it one bit, not wanting to go back. That was like significant for me. Like, whoa. So I appreciate that you said that, because I think it's a place where if you're not aware, if you like your job, but you're feeling a particular way, like you're feeling like you like your job, you're like, well, the people are good and the patient, and I like when I'm in the room with the patients, and but somehow I don't feel like going to work. I don't like Sundays. Or I'm looking forward to Fridays, or when I go on vacation, I don't want to come back. Why people make themselves wrong for that. They beat themselves up for that. And so to like really get like, no, you really could be experiencing a level of burnout. Yeah, thank you for saying that.
Yeah, and that's a big thing I think with like kind of healthcare providers in general is kind of that dichotomy of, you know, we can still be satisfied with our job because we love our patients and we love making a difference and we love the things that we do, but we can still become burned out for sure. And, you know, unfortunately, that kind of burnout kind of side of things, I feel like often just kind of creeps into things and you become more cynical, mm-hmm. you know, and you just become more negative and mm-hmm. kind of bitter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes like we definitely become depressed mm-hmm. and, you know, like suicide is a big thing we talk about, like mm-hmm. in healthcare providers too, mm-hmm. you know, like in physicians. The suicide rates compared to the general population is about 70% higher. Mm-hmm. However, for women physicians, it's like 250 to 400 times higher. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is because like in the general population, the suicide rates for men tend to be higher than women, mm-hmm. but in physicians, the suicide rates are as equal for men as they are for women. Uh-huh. And you know, for PAs and NPs, there's not a whole ton of data on that, but yeah. what we do know is that over 50% of PAs and NPs identify as female. So this is something that, you know, as a woman too, I also feel is very important to recognize yeah. and promote.
And I think there needs to be more research on like, you know, the mental health of PAs and NPs. And, you know, because like you said, the rate is growing so much faster and, you know, like, the what you all are doing, you're working alongside of, and a lot of even NPs are like starting to work independently. It makes sense that burnout rate would be higher. So I wonder like there's no research out there that I've seen about the suicide rates for physicians assistants and nurse practitioners, but it'd be interesting to see, and especially even as compared to physicians, like where does everybody fall, and then like what is the source of that, right? Because I think I'm all about getting to the root cause, which obviously you guys are too, which is what I love about how you guys taking on the system, right? You're taking on the institution. So tell me more about like when you guys said, okay, we got to do something about this. What was that place where you said, okay, we're going to jump in to start our own company? How was that for you? What was that like?
So it was definitely kind of a bit of a disorganized process because, you know, there wasn't a lot out there. There wasn't even a lot for us to go off of. Mm-hmm. You know, I know people who have tried to get research, you know, grants that were based on trying to get this data. And, you know, they come back denied saying, well, you should focus on MDs instead, just like completely kind of denying it. So it's been, you know, there's kind of a lot that's gone on in this process, but you know, we literally were at dinner one day and we just decided like, this is something that we have to do. We had no idea, absolutely no idea what we were doing, what we were getting ourselves into, like whatsoever. Right. You know? And my husband, who was active duty at the time, he hooked us up with a local organization. It's called Mission 43. It's a support organization for veterans and spouses. Mm-hmm. And they had put on this program that was geared towards, you know, really this early kind of stage, entry level, like kind of putting your concept together, mm-hmm. putting your ideas together, being able to talk about what it is specifically that you want to do. Mm-hmm. And so that was a big step for us. Awesome. To kind of, you know, really decide that this is something that, you know, we can do.
Yeah. So I think it's great that you all jumped in. What were some of the biggest challenges that you felt like you came across? And I guess the question I have is like, what made the difference for you moving forward?
So, you know, probably one of the biggest challenges is the fact that, you know, besides there wasn't a lot of things to go off of, we had to kind of build things on our own. is the time aspect. Mm-hmm. You know, Talia works full time. She has two little ones and a husband, mm-hmm. and I work full time and I have a husband and it's now pretty independent teenager, but there's still, you know, not enough hours in the day. So mm-hmm. I think what was even able to make this possible is the fact that we do have such a good relationship and we're able to, you know, tag team so much and be able to get so much done together. Mm-hmm. And so that's been really important for us to kind of overcome challenges, is to have each other.
I think that's powerful because you guys are the first, you know, tag team that I've seen, you know, in terms of building a coaching and an educational platform around burnout. And I think it's important. It's funny, I often do videos on the power of team and the power of asking for help. And I think that you guys leverage that really well, like being in partnership with each other. And I saw it. And, you know, for those of you who might be wondering how I know that, I'm going to let Heidi reveal that rather than myself. Put it on you, Heidi. But no, I mean, I've seen you guys work together. And I think the way you work together is pretty amazing. Like the way you delegate and share responsibility is amazing. And I think I just recently did my mind remapping and manifestation retreat. And just before getting on this podcast with you, I was debriefing with Dr. Manny St. Victor, who was my partner in doing this. And, you know, in the debriefing, it was like one of the things that worked was the team came together. There was a team that came together. Now, it wasn't the most organized team, because that was one of the things we said to put in is, okay, we need to have the team organized in advance rather than like, hey, can you do this? How can you do that? You know, like that. So that, I think, is to your point, having that partnership, having some type of person to lean on is what takes the edge off of you having to do it all yourself. Yeah. So like as you've gone along, so you started the burn clinic, you started to build the process and the curriculum. Then what happened next?
So, you know, we were still kind of a bit scattered of like, you know, where do we want this to go? And I think that's really common with, you know, entrepreneurship is exactly what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And, you know, how do we kind of do all these things at one time? Because, you know, we had to really become, you know, credible in the field and experts in the field. So we had to do all this research and start doing these presentations and these talks and be kind of a voice. Then we had to, you know, develop like how are we actually going to help people. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of have separated that out into three different areas. Yes. So the first one is really like the individual based mm-hmm. one. Mm-hmm. And for that, one of the challenges that, you know, people have a lot of times is reaching out when they have help. Mm-hmm. It's hard to even just verbalize it.
Yes.
And so we created like a 12-week online program that's self-guided with yes. modules and worksheets mm-hmm. and all kinds of extra bonus stuff.
Yes.
But the concept is also that, you know, you don't have to call anybody. You don't have to tell anybody what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
So you also don't have to make an appointment or leave your house or even be wearing pants. Like, totally optimal.
Heidi, are you wearing pants right now?
Nobody knows.
Same here.
It's a mystery.
I know, right?
So people get to, you know, and access this at like any time and at their convenience. Mm-hmm. And we're still available for, you know, one-on-one coaching as well and other kind of resources for individuals. The other aspect then is kind of the organizational approach. And so with this, you know, we consult with organizations to kind of develop programs that will fit their needs, mm-hmm. depending on kind of the organization size, the clinic size, and, you know, the population that they're kind of dealing with. And so we kind of start that process by, you know, doing some, getting some more information about them and surveying them and then kind of deciding on where to go mm-hmm. instead of just like going into a place and saying, well, these are your problems and this is what you need to do, because mm-hmm. nobody, especially, you know, providers like to be told what to do. Mm-hmm. So it's about really getting them, you know, empowering them even in their own clinics and within their own organizations.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
And then the kind of third area that we have really been working on is with educational systems, so primarily PA educational systems, and integrating kind of wellness programs into that. Upcoming standards are that this is going to be expected to some level for all, you know, medical programs, for all the resident programs, for all the NP programs, for all the PA programs. And so we're kind of a little bit ahead of the game on that because we've already worked with this for a few years and have been able to get, you know, some data on this and some experience with this. And I think it's really a powerful thing. You know, I went and did a talk on this in Austria last year, and it was like kind of a coming together of all these different, you know, medical programs. Most of them were, you know, doctor-based programs, and still, you know, even at this stage and thing, mostly what we have is some like research and surveying on what's going on, but not a lot of the practical interventions. And that's what, you know, we're really all about, is actually, you know, not just saying like we need to make change, but like what are the steps to make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. And I love you have a three-prong approach. You know, it's like the individual, the office, in the office clinic, and then there is the institutional. And I think it's important, like you're hitting it at all levels. And so, you know, I want to, so one of the things I know also about you guys is that you guys are in the mix. And this is, I want to put this in because it's a marketing, sort of a marketing tactic. And I like to call it grassroots. You guys speak a lot. I mean, you're every time I talk to y'all, y'all going to go into another conference to speak. You went to Austria, you know, you speak at almost every PA conference. And part of that is what's beneficial about that is you're building your authority, you're building your credibility. People know that what you do, and you've had an amazing response. I mean, even to the point of like you had a social media group that you started, a Facebook group that you started, that within like a month had, you know, 500-600 people in it, or less than that, even like a couple of weeks, I believe. And I would expect, you know, like I watch you guys. I social media stalk you guys, and you know, I'm probably over 1,000, you know, people in the group by now. It's important that you get out there and you spread the word, and that's what you guys have been doing. Is you've been public and you've been vocal about your passion and your purpose and your mission, right? And I think that helps. And the authenticity with which you come is also important as well. And I think that's important for other entrepreneurs to know. Other, if you know, if you're out there, it's like people want to like hide themselves and look perfect and look like I've got it all together. And we're trained to do that in our profession as doctors, as PAs, as nurse practitioners, to like have it all together. But I think the thing that attracts people to you is the authenticity and the vulnerability with which you're willing to share about what you're excited about, what you're up to, and like really being passionate about the solution that you're bringing. So you've got a few things going on. So tell us about what's new. What's new in the space?
So we have a few different things going on. Our biggest thing that's coming up is next week. We are actually at the Florida Association of Physician Assistants. Awesome. They have actually blocked out 2 hours for Talia and myself to be able to really kind of go over the history of how we got here as, you know, more specifically PAs in burnout and then, what to do about it. And I love these opportunities because, you know, as much as we are a business and we have, you know, these programs and these things that we offer, you know, for individuals and organizations, we're really about, you know, like spreading the knowledge to everybody and knowing that there are some solutions. So even if they can't engage in a full 12-week program, like there are little things that they can know that can help them along their way. Yes. And so, you know, I get to spend an hour of that time really talking about the practical, like how can you be more efficient at your EMR? How can you set boundaries between your work life and your home life? How can you, you know, schedule in time with your spouse and your children? So I think that is really, really kind of amazing.
That is amazing.
Our Facebook group. So we made like a Facebook page that's the burn clinic. That's us as the business. And then we made this Facebook group that is kind of supported by the burn clinic, but it's really about kind of coming together. Mm-hmm. And so the Facebook group is called PA Wellness and Burnout. Mm-hmm. And it really did kind of grow pretty quickly. We haven't been able to spend as much time as we would like to on it mm-hmm. recently. Mm-hmm. But we're not quite at that 1,000 member mark. We're really, really close.
Yeah, super close.
Close. And so we were actually thinking about, you know, for that to do like a major discount for our individual program as well, to kind of mm-hmm. celebrate that, to celebrate mm-hmm. that, you know, people are becoming aware of this and that, you know, acknowledging that we can be there and supportive of each other in this kind of Facebook community, but mm-hmm. there's also more formal like processes that you can go through too if you are having a hard time.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. I love that you're speaking for an association. You're getting 2 hours of time with them. That is amazing. That's amazing. You guys are just, I mean, I really acknowledge you all for the work that you have done, for the passion that you have, and you know, you really have stepped up into a particular realm of leadership that wasn't present there before for your specialties, you know, for your industry. So I just want to thank you for doing that. Anything else that you want to leave our audience with regard to just PA Burnout, with entrepreneurship, what it's been like, what has made the difference in terms of, you know, growing, like getting cleared on, anything else that you want to leave the audience with?
So I would have to say, you know, definitely a few things, like don't be afraid, you know, even if you don't know what you're doing. You know, and we talked about like the Mission 43 group that we had access to, but if you just Google like small business and your community name, you'll probably be pretty surprised at what you found. And, you know, we were also very fortunate to have you, Maisha. Like, you have been a major part of mm-hmm. us and being kind of successful and kind mm-hmm. of grounding us when we felt overwhelmed and, mm-hmm. you know, helping to kind of push through that this really is worth it. So that's really, really meant a lot to us. And, you know, just the amount of time that it takes can be very, very overwhelming, but definitely, you know, worth it, and worth it when things really start to come to fruition and you get to be part of this bigger meaning, especially when we talk about burnout in healthcare providers. So.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I saw you guys do the work, and I mean, you guys were doing the work. And one of the things that, you know, I consider us warriors for the well-being of our industry, and I am proud to have you as a warrior alongside of me, you and Talia, you know, like taking on physician assistants and nurse practitioners and whoever else feel like you guys are a fit, because really it's not about, you know, separatism. It's about the well-being of the whole. If we're going to improve and make our, you know, our system for us palatable so that we actually have people to take care of us when we get old, right?
Right.
So, because, I mean, that's all there is for me, is like, well, you know, I'm not getting any younger, so who's going to take care of me, you know? And so I just appreciate what you all are doing with the Burn Clinic, and it's been an honor to watch it, to be allowed to be a part of it. And I look forward to hearing more and more, because you guys are really, you're already growing, you're already, you know, moving it forward. And I know this is just going to get better and better and better for you all. So I want you to tell the audience how they can follow you on social media. We're going to have all of this stuff in the show notes as well. But just, you know, how can they reach out to you? How can they follow you on social media? And talk a little bit about, you know, you talked a little bit about your programs, but if you have anything more you want to say about your programs, do that as well.
Okay. So our primary source of contact is probably our website, www.theburnclinic.com. And on this website, individuals can reach out to us, organizations, educational institutions. There is a direct link on there for our online program. It's called the Beating Burnout Series. It's our 12-week program that people mm-hmm. can access directly from there. We also are on Facebook. We have the Facebook page, The Burn Clinic, and then our PA specific, and nurse practitioners, we do definitely have those in there too. Mm-hmm. but PA Wellness and Burnout, on Instagram as The Burn Clinic, and on LinkedIn as The Burn Clinic.
Awesome, awesome. And I want to emphasize, you know, if you are listening and you are in an organization who values your advanced practice practitioners, if you value them, if you can see that they're burning out, I want you to consider that maybe you need someone specific to them speaking to them, right? If you're an institution listening to this, it's the age of where wellness for our physicians and our providers is imperative. It's not an option anymore. And so, Talia and Heidi, they speak all over at all these conferences, and they have these programs, and they're pretty amazing. So I invite you to invite them to come speak for your organization or your association, so that we can really be taking care of everyone and who's experiencing this whole epidemic of burnout. So thank you, Heidi, for being on today. Tell Talia, I missed her. I know she's working, but I missed her. But you're an awesome representation of the whole. And so I appreciate you representing.
Thank you. I really can't say thank you enough. And this is really even another kind of, victory for us, because this is another opportunity to share our voice and spread the word. So I really appreciate this opportunity and all the work that we've done with you.
It is my pleasure. It's my pleasure. So you all heard it. This is Heidi Brown, physician assistant, the Burn Clinic, one of a dynamic duo. Her other half, who's at work, hard at work right now, Talia Sierra, is part of the Burn Clinic. You will get all the information on the show notes, how to contact them if you want to have them speak, or if you want to reach out personally to them, because I know some of our listeners are also PAs, nurse practitioners. And of course, you know how to reach me if you're a physician, a PA, a nurse practitioner, and you're looking to step outside the box and you want to follow your passion. Just go to drmaisha.com. You know how to reach me. With that said, y'all check out the show notes so you can reach out to the Burn Clinic. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Namaste, y'all.
Welcome back, Tribe. You are listening to Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box, where we invite doctors, dentists, and medical entrepreneurs who are breaking the mold, stepping outside the box as entrepreneurs, and practicing on their terms to share their journey, wisdom, and their inspiration with the world. I am your host, Dr. Maisha Claiborne. My calling is to help doctors find freedom, fulfillment, and full self-expression. I have helped dozens of medical professionals transform their mindset, leverage their skill set, and build profitable businesses and careers they love. Now, let's get to the good stuff. But before we do, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you never miss an opportunity for inspiration, motivation, and empowerment with me and our amazing guests. Now, let's take it to the next level, y'all. Here we go.
Hey, today we are talking about PA burnout and what these two amazing physician assistants are doing about it. Stay tuned right after this intro.
Thanks for spending time with us on this episode of Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box. We hope you enjoyed this one as much as the rest. Remember to go ahead and hit the subscribe button so that you can be notified every time a new episode is released. It is you as our listener who help our podcast to grow. So if you like this podcast, if you enjoy what you're hearing, if you are inspired, we'd really appreciate it if you'd write a quick review and share it with five of your friends. We want to continue to expand our reach and bring this transformation to all of those doctors and medical professionals out there who are still seeking more autonomy, more freedom, more expression, and purpose in their careers and lives. Finally, if you want to learn more about how I can help you as a doctor or medical professional transform your mindset, leverage your skill set, and create a profitable business and career you love by your design, please check out my website, www.drmaisha.com. That's DrMaisha.com. On my website, you can access one of my 3 free masterclasses to get you started on your journey to the next level. Have a wonderful rest of the day and an amazing rest of the week, y'all. And keep your head up, looking to the next level. Namaste.